much for coming out on such a cold night. I've had a request. I've never had one before, so I'm going to honour it. If they're not here already, they'll be here soon. A large flux of starlings over the mouth of the Lagan down the road there. They do sort of crazy dances in the twilight. This is called Lagan Weir. The way things are going, there'll be no quick fix, no turning back. The way that flock of starlings skirls back on itself, then swerves forward, swabbing and scrawling the shell pink buff sky, while I stand in two minds on this scuffed bridge leaning over the fudged river that sluices its dark way to open harbours and the glistering sea. Like flak from fire, a blizzard of evacuees, that hula-hooping sky swarm of starlings swoops and loops the dog-rose sky, while anyway I look the writings on the wall. I watch the hurly-burlied, humdrum traffic belch to a stop, fogging, clacking, charring the clotted air, making it clear things are going to get a whole lot worse before they get better. That flickered, fluttered, hurry, scurry of starlings sweeps left, then swishes right through the violet sky, while I huddle and huff, with a dove in one ear saying, look the other way, a hawk in the other, braying self-righteous fury. It's hard not to turn back to a time when one look at you and I knew things were going to get a whole lot better before they'd get worse. That hue and cry, those hurricanes of starlings swoosh and swirl their fractals over towers, hotels, hospitals, flyovers, catamarans, city dwellers, passers through who might as well take a leap and try following after that scatter-wheeling circus of shadows as slowly turn and make their dark way homeward, never slowing, not knowing the way things are going.